Good evening. Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of first quarter 2016 sales results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the initial presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions from the financial community. The speaker will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, Chairman and CEO of the group, and also present in the room, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. To be assisted by an operator during the conference call, press star followed by zero. Now, I'd like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours.
Good evening. It is a great pleasure, as usual, to speak to you. First of all, from the deep of my heart, thank you. Thank you to our investors, analysts, who, thanks to your precious pieces of advice, well, they very often enable us to manage our company with serenity. This is a special first quarter result. We wanted to streamline it, and we appreciate this idea very much. As I was saying before, when we went public 4 years ago, we actually celebrated the 4 years a few days ago, we can be more streamlined. Honestly, because the true performance of our company at the end of the day is the half year results, because it actually shows how, to what extent the collection of a season has been appreciated, spring/summer or fall/winter. Undoubtedly, though, I still believe in the importance of the conference calls. Personally, I enjoy them very much because it is a time when we can comment on everything, market, mood, and so on and so forth. As the call is very relevant, in front of me, I have, as usual, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, 54 years of age. Very interesting to tell you how old is he. Dario Pipitone, the co-CFO, 38, and then Riccardo Stefanelli, 35 years of age, Luca Alessandroni, 37, and they are my young co-CEOs, and then Pietro Arnaboldi, 40 years of age. I really like the idea of having them all gathered here so that we can convey your message, and we can carefully listen to your remarks and your questions. First of all, I'd like to tell you the following. First of all, I'd like to give you some results for the quarter, then visibility on 2016, the role of the co figures, then visibility on the three-year period, and then the digital world, that is very important, and the market, the product, also super important. I'd like to read out the highlights of the quarter. Net revenues, 121.8 million euros, +9.1% at current exchange rates compared to last year. Revenues increased in all international markets that grew by 9.8%, and also the Italian market, a very significant increase, +6.4% on the Italian market. North America, +9.2%, Europe, +9%, Greater China, +11.1%, the rest of the world, +13%. All distribution channels reported important growth. Monobrand retail, +11.4%, wholesale, +5.4%, multi-brand wholesale, +8.1%. This is what I think, and my quote that I'd like to read to you. The current year is going really well. We are very pleased with sales and also with the image enjoyed by the brand at global level. We have the impression that the product enjoys very positive feedback, and very positive feedback is also enjoyed by the way our company behaves towards the whole community. As a consequence, as a result, I can say with serenity that we expect for 2016 a healthy double-digit growth in terms of both sales and profit. A special thought goes to our country, our magnificent Italy, which is slowly but steadily rediscovering its great civil, human, spiritual, and economic dignity. And now, 30 seconds, the role of the co-figures. As you know, we have 1,450 employees, average age 38. Top managers are on average 41 years of age. Then in our industry, we have signed a generation pact, which basically states the following. That is, after one turns 60, managers can no longer hold the position of CFO, CEO, or other management positions, but they automatically step down to a senior counselor, senior advisor. We signed this agreement a couple of years ago, but of course this does not apply to me because I would be out of the picture since I'm 62. And so this is the way it works. Every co-figure has its young co. But it is not taken for granted that the young co will upgrade to the CFO or the CEO figure. Here I have Riccardo and Luca here, two young guys, and I hope that they will be sharing the same enterprise culture and they will grow. And when the time comes, if they have the right capabilities, then they will be playing this role. So this is the reason behind this was to be surrounded by many young people. I really enjoy this idea because, you see, the company, we want to be guardians of our company because the ownership of the company is mankind. And if some of us, you see, pass away, then I hope that there's always somebody that can replace them and can keep the company going. Then spring-summer collection sales are going very well, 3.4% like-for-like. And another important result has been achieved by the first trunk shows that we organized in multi-brand stores with fall-winter 2016 collections, and they are enjoying a great success, which means for us that there is a lot of appreciation for the collection that will be on display in stores in June. Thanks to this, we can work confident about the future. Then we are still planning for the next year and years. So as to 2016, CAPEX more or less between 33, 34 million. Then net financial position the same as last year, around 56 million. Then EBITDA on the rise, slightly on the rise, more than proportional to sales. As to the two-year period, 17-18, growth should be around this beloved 10%, gracious 10%, because we have a long-term view. EBITDA is slightly more than proportional. And then in the next couple of years, in 17-18, 45 million, that is 25 million a year, more or less. And at the end of the three-year period, 16-18, we are expected to end with 30, 35 million debt, accounting for 5, 6% of revenues then. So to conclude, we envisage a healthy growth and a good cash generation. This for 16, 17, 18. So pretty good visibility for 2016 and also pretty good for 17 and 18. Now, a couple of seconds on our digital project that I'm sure you are familiar with. It is going very, very well. We are drawing towards the end. And as you know, we will start early next year. We devote a lot of time to this project, but we are pretty confident that we can, because this is the dream, that we can actually
shift to the web, the physical world we have here in Solomeo or in global showrooms and worldwide boutiques. We have the impression that an increasing number of people want to know, they want to share, they want to gather information before making their purchase. And now I'd like to talk about another fascinating issue, that is the market and then the product. The underlying topic here is the following. I hope I do not repeat what I said in the last call, which was pretty recent. So I'd like to say once again that in my view, the future will be marked by two main parts. On the one hand, industrially made products that are very well widely distributed with a decreasing price, with an excellent supply and a large supply. And then on the other hand, the second part, special, exclusive, expensive, recognizable products entailing a lot of craftsmanship. So in my view, these are the two parts, two ways ahead. Of course, we are trying to opt for the made in Italy path. Another interesting statement I'd like to make, because the reason why this season was so important, especially in the United States, but also elsewhere, but especially in the U.S. market, when in February, March, multi-brand stores would come to the showroom to make their purchase and place their orders, they had very specific requests. They wanted new special products, beautiful products, wearable products, no evergreen, and this is the first time that they said it, because very often they would want evergreen, very chic, not too widely distributed, because, you know, it is easy to say, but not to, to do. But you see, basically products that might represent somehow of understated, not shouted luxury. And I have to say that we were very pleased with these comments. It is also true that there is a lot of research, and I think in all, many industries, there is really a desire for something special, that is unique, that is gracious, is sustainable. Products whereby price does not play an issue. The only thing is that products must be contemporary, young, and product and produced, you know, especially for you. I'm not saying custom-made, but nearly custom-made. So on the one hand, you need to have a contemporary brand and also a contemporary product. This is the top theme that we have to deal with. But not just today, it's always been true. But today is even more strongly felt. In stores, the idea is that you feel, you perceive that there are, you're surrounded by serious staff, that you are in a pleasant environment, a welcoming environment. You should be able to create a loving atmosphere, a pleasant atmosphere. So the bottom line is that visual merchandise is very important and sales stuff is very important. You see, visual merchandising is very key for menswear. And as far as the sales agent, sales assistant are concerned, especially for menswear, they should be a source of inspiration for potential consumers. Contemporary young people, and because they have to sell, you know, a chic, sporty product, but they must be fresh and contemporary also when they're selling suits, formal wear. So our idea is that we are heading to, well, I have this feeling, and I have shared this with all my staff today in the company, where are we heading for? We are heading for a place that is, you know, where people where there are a lot of people all wanting to go to special places. I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I asked my wife, "Where are we going to the beach?" She said, "Why don't we go to Spain?" We tried to make some calls, but at the same time, it was all fully booked. So nice destinations and beautiful destinations are very sought after. But this is true especially for Italy and Made in Italy. And as we are Italian, just think of the great opportunity we have. And by that I also mean Made in France for specific products, or Made in UK, or Made in Switzerland if I'm talking about watches. So I say Made in Italy for specific products and clothing in particular. And I was very pleased to take part in a meeting last month, a meeting organized in Versailles by the New York Times, and the topic there was sustainability. And I have to say that what I have tried to contribute there was the experience of a human sustainability. Now, it's been in a few days, another meeting will take place in San Francisco on the very same level, and I'm a guest speaker there. And the topic is the same, sustainability, which means that in this moment in time, this is very important, sustainability very important. And in Versailles, they said that 92% of people who purchase luxury would like luxury manufacturers to do much more in order to support sustainability. 50% of luxury consumers gather information before they make their purchase. So I really have the impression that something strong is taking place. And to conclude, I'd like to convey to you how serene we are in our work. There's a very good mood around the brand. We had already told you that the winter collection had already enjoyed great appreciation, PT and immediately afterwards the women's wear, and hopefully the taste is the same and shared by both. But I'd like to close by quoting a statement that I have written myself about luxury, that I have read, about luxury. Very often journalists ask me, what is luxury? So at the end of the day, I strongly believe that luxury, true luxury, the word that has always been used in decades, promotes the arts and sciences, it develops human attitudes, it refines morality, and this is a very important factor, it guides human nature to the highest degree of beauty, of our esteemed beauty. So I'd like to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and you know that here everybody is sitting around the table, we are available for you, and thank you very much for the esteem that you always display to us. Thank you. Chorus call operator speaking. We will now start the Q&A session. Whoever wants to ask a question, press star followed by one on your keypad. If you want to exit the booking list, press star followed by two. Please ask your questions using the receiver. Whoever wants to ask a question, press star followed by one now. First question by Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you and good evening. Good evening, Brunello. My question, I'd like to have some more colors on something you mentioned before, and in particular, listening to other players in the same industry, what they call a focus on a human relation with the customer in the retail network. Before, you were talking about staff or how important staff in the stores is. I'd like to know whether you have specific training programs for the staff, and also if you have a way of teaching how to set up a relationship with the customer. I'm saying this because very often nowadays, because of the web information, very often customers are more informed than the staff on the products because they gather information on the web. Second question, in the light of the development of your business, of your online business, I was wondering whether you have already thought about some interaction between online and offline in the store. For example, customer profiling or other techniques to optimize the relationship in the retail network. This is a very strongly felt issue because I think that something is really changing, something deep down. Well, you see, we are all surrounded by electronic noise, and we sometimes receive too many emails. We're not always willing to receive that, and especially well-off, rich people, they're usually very busy, so they do not want to be hassled. So what do? We do very high-level training, starting from the special relationship that we have with the multi-brands, so that they can feel at ease whenever they come so that customers might feel at ease when they come into the store. Maybe what we do is we call the customer's secretary to tell them that we have a special product, but we do not want to hassle. We don't want to be a nuisance. In 2 weeks' time, we will be meeting in Solomeo, and the topic of the meeting is the art of being loved, and in a very gracious way, so that you don't have to be a nuisance to people, because if you hassle me, I will stop coming to your store. This is an important issue, and I can't possibly receive 20, 30 emails with photos, so we have to find the perfect way, middle way, and we are working on this. So, as I was saying before, of the mood you should feel when you step into the store, you must feel comfortable. You should not be hassled by the staff, otherwise you will stop coming in. That's what we have to try and do, to create a special ambience, a special atmosphere. And the same thing that we want to convey to you when you log in onto our online store. I think that many multi-brands will log in also to see how we present the mannequins. We'd like to show you what we are doing, that we are basically manufacturing your coat that you ordered as we speak. We want to show you that we are maybe harvesting the olives so that you can receive a bottle of olive oil. Just small, tiny things that make the difference. Why is that? Because you're basically purchasing a coat for $5,000. So we want to sell you the idea, our idea of grace in the village, without hassling you. I think that it is a great bet, and it's a challenge, because I don't know about you, but in the last couple of years, all these emails that we receive have brought about some malaise, some ill-being. And I keep saying that if you over hassle me, I will stop purchasing your product altogether. This is the philosophy. Thank you. I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, you can press star followed by one on your keypad. Next question from Paola Carboni, Equita. Good evening. Good evening, Brunello. I wanted to go back to the U.S. department stores because I think they are somehow acknowledging your superiority, your quality, your resiliency, and the fact there is still demand for this kind of product. But as I hear, as I heard around, there is a very tough environment. The context is deteriorating. So I was wondering whether also in your order book, focusing on this specific market, you can give us some more colors. Because as a whole, other brands have a more cautious attitude.
Well, I'd like to say the following, Brunello speaking. In January, February, all these multi-brands, department stores, they came to ask for exclusive products. So contemporary brands and contemporary products, that's what they're looking for. This is the first topic. They do not want any evergreen, which means that the product must be contemporary. And they want you to give them something special in visual merchandising, in organizing trunk shows with them. You see, Paola, the difference is made by the brand. The brand makes the difference. So the brand must be contemporary, and the product must be as contemporary. This is true, but it's very interesting development. Of course, what I'm always fascinated by, and I'm talking about U.S. department stores, very high-level department stores. And on Friday morning, I'm meeting, by the way, Saks in Milan. What they keep repeating is, we want to focus on luxury. We want ever-exclusive products. And this is what makes the difference. And the particularly interesting thing is that before looking at prices, they want to talk about the products, visual merchandising, trunk shows. Prices are important, yes. But honestly, the dollar exchange rate is so advantageous that maybe that's less an issue now. So it is brand and products play an important role. So I think that we have to increasingly work on the product on a daily basis and keep it young and fresh, because the product must be fresh and young, Paola. Otherwise, nobody is interested. And as I was saying before, I think there are many products that are just ordinary products offered at competitive prices, but there's an oversupply of products. And this is true not just for clothing, but for everything else. Thank you.
For further questions, press star followed by one. If you want to ask a question, press star followed by one. There are no further questions at the moment. I'd like to thank you all immensely. And if you have time, you can pass by at Pitti, that is the best menswear fair in the world. And you will also have an outdoors open-air fashion show with 25,000 visitors. There will be many events with many brands that are coming back. Please come. We will welcome you. And we hope that we have a great collection to show you. Thank you.